And the integrals that we have to do look like this when we make a substitution that this argument that goes in the Fermi function, energy minus chemical potential over KBT, when we make that substitution, then the integrals we have to do look like the exponential function over 1 plus e to the x squared. This is basically just the integral of the derivative of the Fermi function. And if you integrate over this bump, you get 1. So this is what happened to the constant term. And then there's the term that's linear in the energy. But this function, it turns out that it's odd. So it's negative for negative x and positive for positive x, but otherwise symmetric around x equals 0. So when you integrate from minus infinity to infinity, the answer is just 0. And then there's the quadratic term, which when you evaluate this integral, you get pi squared over 3. And the next term is 0 again because it's an odd integrand integrated over an even interval. And then the quartic term gives 7 pi to the fourth over 15. So if we